Sometimes a peripheral character just grabs center stage, like Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet. This is a dish where that exact thing will happen. Glazed carrots. To make this dish, we're going to take sliced carrots, and we're going to cook them in butter and some fresh orange juice. We're going to use some ginger, too, for spiciness, and then we're going to finish the dish with dill and lemon. What you want to happen is the carrots to cook in the same amount of time it takes the butter and the orange juice to reduce into a glaze. Somehow this works. I don't know how. Everything goes in the pot together. Carrots, butter, orange juice. You only need about a quarter of a cup of liquid here. And ginger. Bring that to a boil, if your stove cooperates. And then adjust the heat so that it's bubbling nicely, but not furiously. Put the cover on. Now you have a little time while you're waiting for the butter to melt, the orange juice to start boiling. So I suggest with that time, you pretend you're a chef and take the dill and get it into the tiniest possible pieces. Almost, if you can do it two or three molecules across, that's really ideal. Take your time. No rush. Oops, lost that one. That's about right. As I said, two or three molecules. Okay, the butter's melted. The orange juice is simmering away. We're going to turn this down a little bit, cover it, and leave for about 10 minutes. You can use this technique with so many different flavors. What we've got here, as you remember, is ginger, orange, lemon, and dill. As long as you've got some fat in there, some butter or some oil, that glaze, that beautiful glaze is going to form. So there's a very precise way to finish this dish. A squirt of lemon juice, and then some of your very, very, very small pieces of dill. Two or three molecule ones that you've been saving. Perfect.